Hello?
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you don't know, you think
almost
you vote?
Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah,
what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific, Islander, or
white?
Other? And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1982.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Joe
okay.
Biden?
80.
Stephen Fulop?
I haven't heard of him.
Phil Murphy?
70.
What about Rob Menendez?
Oh, like 10.
What about Ravi Bala?
I've never heard of them.
Okay, what about Andy Kim?
65, 70.
Okay. What about Bob Menendez?
Like 10.
Okay. What about Tammy Murphy?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Corruption.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or approve or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez and Patricia Campos Medina, and Tammy Murphy and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Rob B. Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
I don't know, because I don't know who two of those people are.
Okay. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, or Kyle Jacy?
Just not Rob Menendez, either one of the other ones.
Would you say Ravi Bala or Kyle Jacy?
I suppose Kyle Jacy, but my answer doesn't have any meaning.
Okay. And if in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Some, not that much.
Okay. How closely would you say you were following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
somewhat closely.
Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree, but I don't think
he
has any record. I agree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yes.
Okay. In this country, you are not innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Agree.
Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, there's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Agree, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat. Or strong. Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you disagree or agree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he hasn't done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statements from supporters...
I'll agree with the critics.
Do you somewhat closer to critics or much closer to critics?
Let's say much closer.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me...
How many more questions are there in this?
It will actually just take approximately 3 minutes the most. We are close to 70%. It will just take a few more minutes. I'm going to make it real quick, okay, Bob?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Majors Ross Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Boywich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statements from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or does the statements from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own?
I agree with the critic.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January the 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate? A little more likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
A little bit more.
Okay. The only Hispanic in New Jersey is... congressional delegation, Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Neutral.
Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or
much
not
more
at
likely.
All? Yeah, okay. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate?
A little more likely.
Okay. Hoboken Major Ravi Banam has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Banam believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all more likely? Okay. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent.
I don't need.
make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare and strengthen women's health care. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all more likely to support
somewhat
that
more likely.
Okay, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from a complicated immigration request to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Does that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
A little bit more.
Okay, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote? Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, Kyle Jacy?
Ravi Bala.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress.
Please, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I gotta go. My daughter needs me.
I am close to finishing. It would just take me a few more seconds. I am. It's showing that it's close to 90%. It would just. I'm gonna make it real quick. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much more likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Does that information, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
A little less likely.
Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of
I thought Rob Mendes were, like, positive, and all the ones about Ravi are, like, negative. I feel like this is a scam.
Of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, representing a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination, police officers sued for irresponsibility, pepper spraying, an innocent bystander who died as a result, and the police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Does that information, if accurate,